We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Days after Congress returned from the summer break, House Speaker Mike Johnson scrapping a vote on a government funding bill that would have included a provision requiring proof of citizenship before registering to vote. Democrats called it a non-starter, and ABC News contributor Rachel Bade says Republican support isn't enough.
The problem is Johnson doesn't have the votes in his own party. There are conservatives who frankly don't ever vote for CRs or extending government funding for any period of time. They just don't do it. And they want to see cuts.
Funding runs out at the end of the month. Remembrances today marking 23 years since the September 11th attacks. In Lower Manhattan, bells sounded and the names were read of the 3,000 killed in New York City at the Pentagon and on board Flight 93 that crashed in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Fierce winds and extreme heat have caused wildfires to explode in Southern California. Crews battling a merging fire in L.A. and San Bernardino counties. This is ABC News. A former bandmate of Sean Diddy Combs is accusing him of terrorizing and sexually abusing her and claims in a lawsuit she witnessed him beating his ex-girlfriend.
Dawn Richard, a former member of Sean Diddy Combs' band Danity Kane, accusing Combs of severe abuse. Richard's lawsuit claims she witnessed Combs brutally assault his ex-girlfriend, Cassie, describing instances of choking, hitting, and even throwing hot pans. The lawsuit also alleges that Combs threatened Richard's life when she tried to intervene. Richard further accusing Combs of exploiting her, withholding earnings, and subjecting her to harsh working conditions, including groping and false imprisonment. Diddy has yet to respond to the allegations. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A new study says Sakinda, a drug approved to treat obesity in adults and teens, is safe and effective for use in kids as young as 6 years old. Researchers say it lowered body mass and slowed weight gain and in kids 6 through 11 when combined with diet and exercise. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hey, you. I knew I'd find you back in the same aisle. What are you looking for today? More fiber? More laxatives? More of the same ways to manage your constipation? Look, if your constipation with belly pain keeps coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Experience all things electric during the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls North Hall. There'll be an EV showcase, test drive of electric vehicles, an EV roundtable discussion, electric tools demonstration, kids games, and more. Food and refreshments will be available. It's the 4th Annual Powered by Electricity event, Saturday, September 28th from 10 to 2 at UW River Falls with Pierce Pepin Co-op Services.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-80s. Friday and this weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower or storm, and highs in the low 80s. For next week, lots of 80s, maybe a touch more humid.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Governor Tony Evers cancels a trip to a northern Wisconsin high school yesterday. Ted Allen has an update.
A release from the Hurley School District said as Governor Evers was on the way to Hurley High School for a visit, an administrator learned of what was called a concerning social media post. After the governor's security team and the Wisconsin State Patrol reviewed the post, it was decided to cancel the school stop out of an abundance of caution. Local law enforcement verified there was no threat to the school, staff, students, or the governor. The district added the school was never placed in a lockdown, as several police officers were there anticipating the governor's arrival.
A state appeals court has upheld a decision to keep a teen charged in the 2022 death of Lily Peters in adult court. The teen, who is now 16, identified in court papers as CPB, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
At Fleet Farm, we're proud to offer everything you need for everyday life. We're even prouder to offer it at the best prices guaranteed. Like Sprout Sweet Mix for Livestock, on sale for $9.29. Or 2.5 gallons of diesel exhaust fluid, everyday low priced at $6.99. And if you happen to find a lower price, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Believers City Church in Menominee holds community Bible discussions in towns throughout our region. Join us in Durand at the Cell Block Bar and Grill for a weekly Bible study every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. No matter what church you attend, you're welcome to participate in this local Bible study. Our goal is to increase your knowledge, your discipleship, and your Christian fellowship. So drop in, enjoy some food and fellowship, and let's dig into God's Word together.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durant. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durant. And Anibis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durant. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on election worker pay, a new city website, and a proposal from Ehlers for the PSC water rate study. There will also be reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall. Western Wisconsin's congressman wants answers about an illegal immigrant who was wanted out of Madison and is now charged with a crime in Prairie du Chien. Congressman Derek Van Orden joined Northwoods Congressman Tom Tiffany in a letter to Dane County Sheriff about his non-cooperation program and the case of Alexandrio Jose Cornell Zerardi. He's accused of sexual assault in Prairie du Chien, but was also wanted out of Dane County on a similar crime. Van Norden says Zardy is a wanted gang member and asked the sheriff if the Prairie du Chien crime could have been prevented. Dane County has had a long policy of not turning illegal immigrants over to immigration authorities. The Buffalo Pepin ADRC will be holding a workshop on establishing your final affairs on October 16th in Alma. Attendees will learn communication skills to use with family members, practical advice from local legal professionals, and connect with community resources. The event is free and registration is limited. Call the Buffalo Pepin County ADRC for more information on that event. The Sonnentag is open. UW-Eau Claire held a grand opening for its new athletic center last night. Students got their first real look at the new facility. Teams will no longer have to leave campus for practice, and the brand new center has more than enough space for other campus activities. Crews began the work on the new center back in April of 2022. Essentia Health will no longer accept Medicare Advantage plans offered by United Healthcare and Humana. The healthcare organization announced yesterday it would no longer be an in-network provider for the plans provided by those two companies. Essentia officials say the companies are denying coverage for too many patients and requiring excessive prior authorizations. The decision will take effect January 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Adam Akola has been named the first joint director of the economic development in Dunn County. That position was created earlier this year by the county, the city of Menominee, and University of Wisconsin Stout. Support was also provided by the Dunn County Economic Development Corporation, the Greater Menominee Development Corporation, the Stout Technology and Business Park. The six entities signed a memorandum of agreement to provide funding. Akola has been manager and administrator of the Covent, formerly CoLab, for 5 years in Eau Claire, a non-working space that supports startup businesses and entrepreneurs. Akola will initially focus on retention and expansion of current businesses, new business development, including startups, fostering the development of new housing and business attraction. The murder case of Lily Peters will remain in adult court. An appeals court made the ruling yesterday. A 16-year-old boy identified only as CPB is accused of killing Peters back in April of 2022. He was 14 at the time. The defense requested for the case to be moved to juvenile court, but a circuit court judge denied the motion. The boy's attorneys appealed, and in a 22-page decision, the appeals court upheld the initial decision. It said moving the case to juvenile court would discredit the seriousness of the offense. One person was hurt after falling from a rope swing into the Chippewa River and striking rocks below the Mount Simon Cliffs in Eau Claire. According to Eau Claire Fire, the firefighters responded to the cliffs and found one person in the river, pulled that person out of the river, and began life-saving measures. The person was taken to their hospital. Their condition is unknown. Security Financial Bank is warning customers and residents of a text and email scam. SFB says the messages are text or email and appear to be coming from the bank using scare tactics and asking for personal information so the scammer can then commit identity theft. Not sure if a message is genuine, the bank is encouraging residents to call the bank first before giving out any information. The rules for in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin could be changing. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case involving Racine's mobile voting van from back in 2022. A Racine judge declared the van illegal, but voting rights groups say there shouldn't be any restrictions on how and where people in Wisconsin can vote. Opponents of the van say the state's election laws are clear and do not allow for a van to crisscross a town and pick up ballots. The liberal majority court is not saying when it will make its decision. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
More than 10 goats escaped from a Madison conservation park and had to be corralled by night police, only to escape again the next morning. Madison police said it responded to a call Saturday night about the escaped goats, which were in the Acewood Conservatory to help control invasive plant species. The goats were returned safely, but were then found outside of a Quick Trip on Buckeye Road after another escape. No goat injuries were reported. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples Hot Deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers. America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Cindric still challenged in second playoffs. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strummy, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
As the NASCAR Cup Series heads to Watkins Glen International for the first time in the postseason, Team Penske's Austin Cindric, currently seventh in the standings, took stock of his chances to advance to the round of 12 in his second playoffs appearance in three full-time seasons.
My rookie season, the first year of the next-gen car, and there were even some tracks in the playoffs we hadn't been to yet with this car. So a lot more of a notebook, a lot more established within the series, obviously a lot more used to the ebbs and flows and the challenges. But the goals kind of still remain the same. The challenges still remain the same. You know, stage points are absolutely at a premium, and I really think the first two rounds are about not taking yourself out of it.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menu signs and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them.
and they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
The Brewers' magic number to clinch the Central Division is 9 heading into tonight's matchup with San Francisco. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers won the series opener 3-2 last night. Colin Ray will get the starting nod for the crew tonight. Today is a travel day in the Midwest League playoffs. The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers knocked off Quad Cities 1-0 last night in Game 1 of the Western Division Finals. Game 2 back in the Fox Cities on Thursday night at Fox City Stadium. Packers working out this afternoon, getting ready for their home opener on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. Both teams looking for their first win of the season, and the Packers are getting backup quarterback Malik Willis ready to replace the injured Jordan Love. The football Badgers shooting for their third straight win on Saturday when they take on fourth-ranked Alabama at Camp Randall. It'll be a tall order for Bucky, who enters as a 15.5-point underdog. Kick time set for 11 a.m. on Fox and the Badger Radio Network. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sunny Skies CBD is a veteran and family-owned and operated soil-to-oil CBD business that provides high-quality and consistent CBD products, all manufactured in our food-grade lab in Durand, offering a variety of CBD, CBG, CBN, and Delta-8 products, including oils, topicals, and edibles. Visit the store at 100 West Main Street in Durand or order online with free shipping at sunnyskiescbd.com. That's sunnyskiescbd.com.
A huge performance on the soccer pitch, plus a weekend football recap. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The Amherst boys soccer team isn't ranked yet, but after going 4-0 last week, we may see the Falcons start to earn some votes in this week's coaches poll. The team was led by junior Aiden Kazda, who accounted for an incredible 12 goals and 4 assists in those 4 wins last week. In other soccer action, Division II top-ranked Homestead had a pair of tough road games last week, and on Thursday dropped a 3-1 decision to D2 third-ranked Cedarburg in a North Shore Conference game, then fell to D1 8th-ranked Verona 3-2 on Saturday. Football teams opened conference play last week, and a number of teams got off to a hot start in the league schedule. Lacrosse Logan senior quarterback Bradley Check has been one of the best players in the state so far this year, and that includes last Friday's 21-16 win over Sparta, when Check carried the ball 36 times for 204 yards and 2 touchdowns, also completing 6 of 8 passes for 141 yards and leading the Rangers with 9 tackles on defense. Cedar Grove Belgium began the year 0-2, but hammered Division 6 number 4 Reedsville 48-0 on Friday, limiting the Panthers to just 60 yards of offense. In the Apple Bowl, Fox Valley Lutheran won a 48-44 shootout despite allowing 488 rushing yards to rival Xavier as the teams combined for more than 1,000 yards of total offense. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. At its recent August meeting, the State Natural Resources Board accepted a new Wisconsin elk management plan. More details when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
Wisconsin has a new elk management plan that calls for new elk hunting regulations that could go into effect in 2025 with a new single season, new elk management areas, and agricultural damage abatement plans. The State Natural Resources Board approved the new 2024 to 2034 plan at its August meeting. As part of the new plan, it approved hunting regulations with a season from the Saturday nearest October 15th through the Sunday nearest December 15th. The new plan also calls for issuing specific elk permits in 14 new units. The DNR says it's been developing the new plan since 2018. Its main goal is to maintain a robust elk herd while minimizing elk conflicts. Some of the major changes in the plan include changing the name of the Clam Lake Elk Ranch to the Northern Elk Management Zone. It also changes the name of the Black River Elk Ranch to the Central Elk Management Zone. That Northern Elk Management Zone will increase by 7 square miles, and the Central Elk Management Zone will increase by 115 square miles. The NRB unanimously supported the plan. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-80s. Friday and this weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower or storm, and highs in the low 80s. For next week, lots of 80s, maybe a touch more humid. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 80.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel final bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as we are broadcasting once again from Husker Harvest Days. And a definite busy, busy day number two for many folks as they wandered through the grounds. And, of course, a lot of folks were talking about the seesaw action we saw in the markets. We're going to really dive in it today with Mark Gold. Mark, of course, is with Top Third and a part of Stone X. And we look at what's going on in these markets. You and I kind of briefly talked about it this morning. We talked about it kind of before, as the markets were closing today on our afternoon program, but there's a lot of factors that are weighing in, and it's all kind of teeter-tottering on tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
You know, we can make a lot of assumptions between now and 11 o'clock, but all those can go right out the window at 11 o'clock. What we did see here today was a little bit of farmer selling. We saw a little bit of fund short covering, but it's really not going to make a difference till we see tomorrow. I think ultimately, if the weather stays hot and dry in Brazil, they're in deep trouble down there. And if there's a knee-jerk reaction lower, I think the pros will buy it. I think the Chinese will buy it. Farmers in the last 2 days here at Husker Harvest Days have asked me, are the lows in? And I believe that we've got if we get through this report tomorrow and we're not tanking, that I think we've got the lows in. The markets have started to turn. The oat market, of all markets, has rallied almost 70 cents in the last 3 weeks. And they always say in Chicago, the oats know.
I was just going to ask you about that.
And, but we've had all this economic data. First we had unemployment, and we have inflation, then we have the debate last night. And there's one thing back and forth. The stock market was down 750 early in the day. It came back. The last I saw it was only down 160. So there's a lot of things pushing and pulling on this market. But the bottom line is, if the Brazilians can't get this bean crop into the ground, that's going to delay the Serafina crop, and that's going to really be a benefit to the American farmer.
Weren't you talking earlier today that they've got some wheat fields that are burning?
Not wheat fields.
Or straw fields?
The straw. What they do is lay the straw down on the ground to keep the moisture in. And it's been so hot and dry there, some of that straw is starting to burn. Now, they've got wild forest fires in a significant part of the country out there. The river system is dried up. They can't move the grain from the interior down to the ports. They can truck it, but it's much cheaper to do it on the barges. And our own Mississippi now is going to get some good rain because of this hurricane, so that'll allow us a little bit better export market as well.
You know, if there was one benefit that was coming out of Hurricane Francine that's coming inland, last I heard it was like 100 and some miles away from, and that's because we're going to get some water on the Mississippi.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. We need it. They've been loading barges not to the levels that they could load because they're moving too low into the water. So this will bring back the river levels, and that's great for an American farmer.
So how much of a concern, or at all, is it the fact that this rain system is going to move north after it makes landfall and cause for a lot of delays to harvest, if not damage, to some of the crops that are still in the field?
You know, without any wind or hail, I think they'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll delay things for sure. But the general pattern has been hotter and drier, and for the Midwest, we don't see a whole lot of change in that. We'll get some rains here and there, but you know, the American farmer has always gotten the grain in. One way or the other, they get the grain in, and this year won't be any different.
You know, they kind of got used to this pattern we've seen over the last 2 weeks of China buying, and we haven't seen anything the last couple of days. Is it because of tomorrow's report and they're just waiting to see?
I think that's part of it. I think the Chinese want to keep us on our toes, and when they're not buying, the market has a tendency to get a little softer. They're not stupid. They know how to play this game as well as anybody out here, and they're going to look to buy a break. So doesn't surprise me that they're cooling their jets, bringing some concern to the market. Maybe they're not going to buy as much. But the fact of the matter is they need 25 million metric tons of beans, and they need it in the next 4 or 5 months. If Brazil's an issue, they're going to have to come to us.
And we're ready for it if we've got it.
We certainly hope so.
And you and I talked about this. I mean, we don't like people hearing that they're holding on to grain. But how much of this grain has been held from last year's growing season waiting for this opportunity?
Well, this year we saw, as of the June 30th stocks report, that farmers were holding 3 billion bushels of corn on farm. It's a record number. And until the farmers get rid of this grain, which I think they've done in the last month in particular, as some of these DP contracts came to fruition, they had to deliver the grain. I think we've moved quite a bit of grain, which is good for the market. I've always said the market won't go up till we get it out of the farmer hands.
And an older gentleman stopped by here at Husker Harvest Days, and he said, you know, it's detrimental that we keep building more and more storage on the farm and storage alongside the fields.
No question about it. I'm not a proponent of storage. Yeah, there are some legitimate reasons. You don't want to wait 15 hours in line at the elevator at harvest. That's a legitimate reason to store grain. If there's carry in the market and you go out and sell that deferred contract in May or July, whatever, that's a legitimate reason. But farmers stick it in the bin and they go, well, there's carry in the market. Well, there's only carry if you capture the carry by selling that deferred. Too many times they stick it in the bin and the carry evaporates over time, and then they're just stuck with the corn at cheap prices.
Do you see a lot of that going on, or they just kind of, well, we'll wait and see what happens?
Unfortunately, that's the marketing plan for too many farmers that we see. So hopefully, you know, we'll see things change over the years. And, you know, we like to listen to the Bible. Proverbs 11:26 says, cursed is the man who hoards grain, but blessings crown him who is willing to sell. And we like to listen to the Bible, quit hoarding the grain, sell it. And once you sell the grain, even at cheap prices, turn around and buy a call option to keep the upside open.
All right, well, stick around, folks. We do have a lot more coming up as we get ready for the second half. We're going to get Mark's thoughts on what we should be doing when these combines start really rolling in earnest with our crops. We'll also find out maybe a few other things that he's going to be looking at in the market in the next couple of weeks. We've been broadcasting, of course, from the Husker Harvest Days at the Lashley Land and Recreational Brokers Ag Studio here at Husker Harvest Days. Stick around. More of the Channel Final Bells coming up in just a moment from Husker Harvest Days on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Rural Dairy Expo presents the Golden Age of Dairy, October 1st through the 4th in Madison. Just as sound and Technicolor ushered in the Golden Age of film, so too are modern technologies propelling the dairy industry forward. Consider all the largest dairy-focused trade show in the world offers and connect with industry friends and experts. It's World Dairy Expo in Madison. For more information and to purchase your tickets today, just visit worlddairyexpo.com. That's worlddairyexpo.com.
Welcome back once again here to the channel Final Bell as we broadcast from Husker Harvest Days and continue our conversation going with Mark Gold. So you got to do a seminar here during Husker Harvest Days, and I think you brought up an interesting point when you asked a couple, an older couple, are you married? Do you have life insurance? And I like how you switched that around to talk about it from a marketing perspective.
Right. Well, the option, when we buy a put option to protect the downside for grain, I want farmers to think of it as an insurance policy. You spend 20 cents, it's called a premium, just like when you buy insurance, it's an insurance premium. But the important thing is to understand, whenever you buy insurance, you don't want to collect on the insurance. You want the barn to still be standing. You don't want to have a heart attack. You want to be healthy. And I always say to them, sir, would you rather lose the premium every year, or do you want your wife to collect on the policy tomorrow? Well, obviously, they don't want to collect on the policy tomorrow. I said, it's the same thing buying a put option. The hard part is when you write out a check for maybe $10,000 or $20,000 to buy puts, and I tell you, now don't forget, you want to lose every penny of this. It's just like any other insurance, your life insurance, your car insurance. You want to lose the money. Then they begin to understand it's a different thing. So hopefully it's been an example that's hit home with the American farmer.
How hard is it to reiterate to them that you've got to have a marketing plan, and it should have happened before that seed even went into the ground the first part of the year?
You know, once they come out of the field, it's the time certainly to start thinking about next year. You have to have a plan. You know, like out here in Nebraska, I tell folks, you think Osborne ever went into a football game without having a plan? No, he had a plan. And what did he ask his players to do? Execute that plan. So it's not enough to have a marketing plan. Well, I'm going to sell 20% here or 50% there. If you don't execute it, no plan unexecuted is worth anything. So not only do you have to have a plan, but you have to execute that plan. And when prices are moving up and it's getting close to your target, and you go, no, it looks like it's going to go higher, and you pull it, well, that's not good marketing. You have to take what the market's going to give you and move on to the next thing.
And if you or I knew the answer to what type of money opportunity was there in these markets, we wouldn't be doing this report right now.
No, absolutely not. I always tell people, you know, I've been in the business over 50 years. If I knew where these markets were going, I wouldn't be telling you. I'd be long retired. But what I do know is what the risk is and what it'll cost you to manage that risk.
So we talked in the front half a little bit about this report that comes out tomorrow. Let's talk about the overnight trade today, what we see leading up to 11 o'clock. What frame of mind should somebody be in as they look at that trade?
Well, if you still have a lot of corn in the bin, you certainly might want to look at buying tomorrow morning. Call your broker and look at buying an October $4 put. They're only good till a week from Friday, so they're only good for 7 trading days. But that gives you the protection through the report. And that put option is about 3.5 to 4 cents today. Now, I know you hate to spend the money, but if you spend the money and the report's bullish, okay, you'll lose the 4 cents, but you'll sell your corn at a much higher level. If this report is an issue, or if it rains in Brazil, we could lose 50 cents in corn in a heartbeat. Is it worth risking 4 cents to protect 50 cents of risk? In my opinion, it is.
When you put it that way, it's kind of a no-brainer in many ways.
I believe it is. I've been preaching this for as long as I've been working with the American farmer. When you buy an option, you never get a margin call. So many guys I've met over the years, grandpa told the son, and the son told the grandson, don't ever trade with those bums in Chicago. And probably up to 1982, that was pretty good advice. But now that we have options where you can buy an option, whatever you're spending for that option is what you're risking. There's no margin calls. That's how they play this game.
Wanted to get your takeaway from a, you and I don't normally talk livestock. But I know that I had a couple cattle guys that were just talking about this roller coaster ride that this cattle market has been on as of late. And is it going to level off anytime soon where they could see some profitability and not have to worry about it changing every 10 minutes?
No, it's going to change every 10 minutes.
Okay.
I mean, unfortunately or fortunately, we're in volatile markets out here. The interesting part about this cattle market is the box beef overall has stayed incredibly strong. And every time we have a break in the box beef and the futures break, the cash box beef comes right back again. So it's been up and down, but the trend certainly looks to be lower. We're taking out some key support areas. We know we're short of cattle, but things will change. These higher prices will eventually bring more cattle in. We can't forget, these prices we're looking at today are historically very high prices and well worth protecting out here.
And the fact that we've had some decent feed costs to go along with it, it makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, it makes it much more palatable when you're buying $3.50, $4 corn out here rather than spending $6.50, $7 corn.
What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
Give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.
Well, you know, it has been an absolute honor to be able to sit on the market desk with you here at Husker Harvest Days. We appreciate you having here, and of course, I enjoy having you on the air every day with me.
Well, it's always great to be here and see you in person, and we look forward to continuing our relationship over the years.
All right, sounds good. That has been from Husker Harvest Days, today's Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Learn more at firestoneag.com. This year, almost 3 million head of feeder cattle will make their way through Nebraska feedlots. And Nebraska Governor Jim Pillen doesn't want lab-grown meat to hurt that crucial segment of their economy. He's launched a full-scale effort, and I'll have the details after this.
The needs of your farm are evolving, and so is our lineup. To help you get the most from your tractors, Firestone Ag is now adding premium Bridgestone Ag tractor tires to its expanding portfolio. Bridgestone tires are designed with the latest tread technology and advanced rubber formulation, driving greater wear resistance, durability, and ride comfort for any terrain or road condition. Bridgestone Ag tires include three options to bring unmatched performance and productivity across all your hardworking tractors. First up, the VX tractor tire sets a new standard for long-lasting wear, delivering 45% more wear life than its leading competitor. Next, the VT tractor tire is your ultimate partner for productivity and soil health. With a patented lug design plus VF deflection technologies, the VT tire allows you to work faster and more efficiently. Lastly, the VXR tire extends premium performance to tractors in the lower horsepower range. Now available across the U.S. and Canada. Learn more about Bridgestone Ag tires and our complete portfolio at firestoneag.com or from your local certified Firestone Ag dealer.
Nebraska is set to become the fourth state to enact laws against lab-grown meat, joining Florida, Alabama, and Iowa. With a new executive order in place and legislation on the horizon, Nebraska is poised to make a big statement in the ongoing debate over alternative protein sources. Governor Jim Pillen's executive order, signed in late August, prohibits Nebraska state agencies and contractors from purchasing cultivated meat starting in 2025. But that's just the beginning. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture has been tasked with drafting regulations to ensure that lab-grown products are clearly labeled and not marketed alongside traditionally raised meats. A public hearing on the proposed rules is scheduled for October 8th, and the governor has stated his intention to push for legislation that would completely ban the sale of cultivated meat in Nebraska during the next legislative session. The motivation behind these actions is clear. Nebraska is the second largest cattle producing state in the nation, and Governor Pillen has made it a priority to protect the state's ag industry. Speaking before beef producers in West Point last week, Pillen emphasized the importance of supporting Nebraska's farmers and ranchers, saying, quote, "We feed the world and save the planet more effectively and more efficiently than anybody else." Proponents of the legislation, like Nebraska Department of Ag Director Sherry Vinton, argue that consumers have a right to know what they're buying. She explained, "Nebraska consumers want to know that what they're purchasing is safe, wholesome meat and not a lab-grown product." Nebraska's actions come on the heels of similar measures taken in other states. Florida was the first state to enact a full ban on cultivated meat, though that law is now facing a lawsuit from Upside Foods, one of the few companies in the U.S. with approval to sell cultivated chicken. Alabama and Iowa also have enacted restrictions, with Iowa barring school districts and public colleges from purchasing lab-grown meat. I'll be back with more after this.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
With the push for a legislative ban on lab-grown meat in Nebraska growing, proponents of the cell-based technology argue that overly broad laws will stifle innovation in their sector, which probably sounds just fine to the cattle producers of Nebraska. We'll continue watching this issue as these efforts move to more states. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Bridgestone Ag Tires. Learn more at FirestoneAg.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, highs into the mid-80s. Friday and this weekend, a mix of sun and clouds, maybe a shower or storm, and highs in the low 80s. For next week, lots of 80s, maybe a touch more humid. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 82 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Stacked against you, girl, get back in bed.
I feel lucky. I feel lucky, yeah.
No Professor Doom gonna stand in my way. I feel lucky today. Well, I strolled down to the corner, gave my numbers to the clerk. The pot's 11 million, so I called in sick to work. I bought a pack of Camels, a burrito, and a Parks. Crossed against the light, made a beeline for the park. The sky began to thunder, wind began to moan. I heard a voice above me saying, girl, you better get back home. But I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky. Feel lucky today. Now 11 million later, I was sitting at the bar. I bought the house a double and the waitress a new car. Dwight Yoakam's in the corner trying to catch my eye. Lyle Love is right beside me with his hand upon my thigh. Moral of the story is simple but it's true. Hey, the stars might lie, but the numbers never do. I feel lucky. Oh, 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 I feel lucky, yeah. Hey, Dwight, hey, Lyle, boys, you don't have to fight. Hot dog, I feel lucky tonight. I feel lucky, yeah. Think I flip a coin, I'm a winner either way. I feel lucky today.
Through town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my 4-year-old set of 4-letter word, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Got cowboy boots and camo pants. Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do. So I've been watching you. We got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo nightlight. He crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We like fixing things and holding mama's hand. Yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do.
Look, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. 'Cause I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad, when I can do everything you do. 'Cause I've been watching you.
The country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
A full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood. My buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by. They hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa. Never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Ha, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night. A barefoot blue jean night.